Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Divine, all blessed, peace and love, revelation and manifestation, pouring libation. We say, Omi tutu, ona tutu, ile tutu, olo juni mojuba, cool water, cool road, cool house. It is the owner of the day we respect. Iba ashe, we give praise. It is the spirits of the east I respect. It is the spirits of the West I respect. We give praise. It is the spirits of the North I respect. It is the spirits of the South I respect. Iba Ashe. It is the diviner. We give praise. We give praise to the spirits of the earth. For it is the spirit Eshua Dara Motu. It is the spirit of the divine messenger of transformation. We respect. We give praise. It is the spirit of those who live in the realm of the ancestors. We respect and we give praise. Iba Ashe, Ajuba O, Ajuba O, I give respect. I give respect. Ashe, Ashe O, Ashe. You are now listening live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my personal ever-living reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is, I say. Today, this Wednesday, March 7, 2018, I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo, in this legendary, beautiful, and most enchanted city of America, Treme, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me, along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down that great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, spirits, and minerals. I'm always humbled and honored and appreciative by each and every one of you who do join me here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for my live radio broadcast, Revolutionary Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. Area code 347-215-8967. I do have one hand, I believe, already raised. I have two hands already raised. I will be forward with you momentarily. For my remaining listeners, when you are ready with your question, comment, and request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to assist you. And quickly, be mindful that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees, well-documented revelation and manifestation is www.thedivineprince.com. All is truly and indeed a blessing. I'm going to first call out your area code. If there's more than one caller in your area code, I'll call out your area code and then your exchange. please, if you have background noise, that's going to interfere with the show. Area code 678, I'm going to be opening your mic next. If you can do anything to sort of fix the background noise, that would be very helpful. Area code 678, your mic is open. How can I assist you?
Hello?
Yes, beloved, your mic is open. How may I assist you?
My name is Sonya, and I'm just calling to see if you see a financial blessing coming for me this year.
Sure, beloved. I most certainly do appreciate your call and your time. If you're interested in a reading or a consultation, you can always contact me at Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com. Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Area code 404. Your mic is open. Who's calling and where are you calling from? Area code 404. Are you with me? All righty. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Today, this Wednesday, March 7th, is the day that we acknowledge and represent and feed our ancestors. But it's also an opportunity for transformation, personal transformation, communal transformation, and of course, in always global transformation. The spirits speak of Eji Agbi, and it calls to mind this story, one who sets deadfalls about in the forest, must wander around in the forest, was the one who cast for snake with a colorful cloth. They said that snake should offer a sacrifice. What should he offer? They said the cloth he was wearing was what he should offer. The same cloth that he was wearing, he should offer. The same one that he was wearing. Snake did not offer this cloth. They said that if he offered this cloth, they said he would stand up, but Snake did not offer it. When Snake did not offer it, Snake was not able to stand up. When Snake is eating or when Snake is going, it is on his chest that he is crawling. And when the end of the year comes, Snake takes off his cloth and leaves it. And since he did not give it to the one who divined for him, he cannot stand up. That cloth is the skin that the snake is taking off every year. One who sets deadfalls about in the forest must wander around in the forest, cast for snake with a colorful cloth. When they said he should sacrifice the cloth he was wearing, Eji Agbi is like this. As Orisha has spoken, Eji Agbi is like this. And again, it is abundantly mindful of the transformation. We live now in a time of personal and collective transformation. Intermixed with all the technology and politics and drama that goes on in our lives at the government level and the political level and in our media and pop culture every day, but there's also a personal transformation that's taking place at the spirit level on Mother, Father, Earth right now and today. Someone was asking me earlier how to best get clarity, how to best address at the personal level right now and today. What can we do right now? And understanding the power of the macrocosm mirrors the microcosm, that we indeed are divine in nature, are born from spirit, are born from the stars, are born from the gods, if you will, that we each have a unique and individual opportunity to change and create and redirect our reality. Area code 404, I don't know if you were having technical issues on your phone. I do see that you have come back and that your hand is raised. I'm going to open your mic in just a second. Give me a moment. And so there is a transformation that's taking place at the personal level. Affords us an opportunity to be co-creators, if you will, with the divine universe, with the divine creation, with our ancestors, if you will, to robe and re-robe every day, every moment into something new, into something transformational. We, at the cellular level, regenerate. All of our cells in our body regenerate. I believe it's every 7 years, each and every one of the cells in our physical bodies has to be rebuilt, repaired, regenerate, if you will. But there is another cycle beyond that 7 years that's personal and unique to each and every one of us. And it often falls within a cyclical, seasonal time frame, if you will. But we all have our season for transformation, and we must be willing to sit in that transformation, to sit in that moment. I often refer to that as the crossroads. We live in a society now, a generation now, and it's not about what your age is. I'm talking about a period of timing in terms of technology and marketing, where we've all sort of grown up with 7-Eleven and fast food and cable TV and technology, unlike anything that perhaps our ancestors, our parents and great-grandparents even may have been able to even envision in their time. We are at a cosmic threshold, crossroads, if you will, of transformation. All systems are realigning themselves, re-evolving themselves. So not only are we having to grasp what already is and then pick up and keep it moving each and every day, caring for our family, for our children, for our mates, for our utilities and our bills and our needs, but also finding that moment in time space to do what is really most important, and that is the personal transformation, recreation of self, not only into the image of God, of Goddess, but into an image that is greater than, better than how we might feel, perceive, or view our station, our position today, right here in this divine moment in time space. And indeed, it is about frequency, just like if you were envisioning radio, the quartz radio from old days. Many of you younger listeners might not realize that even the radio originally was evolved from a technology associated with quartz, and the earliest radios, if you will, were called the quartz radio or quartz box. And so all things operate on frequency. At the quantum metaphysical level, when we envision vibrating molecules and atoms, which indeed every physical thing in our reality is, rock, wood, water, is vibrating molecules at the atomic level, at the atom level. It's all about frequency. Earlier this morning, Mama Iyanla Levan Zant said, "Your feelings are always valid. Do not deny what you feel. Just keep in the back of your mind that it will pass." And I hear frequency. Sometimes when you're in that moment, when you're in that space, and you're vibrating at a particular frequency and maybe your elders or your parents or your friends are struggling to encourage you to be positive, to think positive, to try, you know, more positive and new things. And when you are at a low frequency, you just can't hear that. It just doesn't get through. And I'm not talking about judgment here. I've been there. I've experienced depression. I've experienced chronic depression, bipolar, all of that. So I'm not talking about judgment here. I'm talking about being at a place to hear and internalize and then bring forth that which is in your best interest, which is for your own good. And so in that divine moment in time space, we have a choice, a decision to make, to choose the challenge, to choose the homework, or to accept that which is in our own good, that which is in our best interest, and to do the work, the homework necessary to achieve that. It is about transformation. It is about recreation. It is about putting what is indigenous and ancient to us as a people, at the cultural, at the ethnic level, into words, into bites that people can internalize in modern thinking, in modern society. Because we're in competition with, we're in a race with modernity, technology, again, reinforcing the shortcut to the quickest way to the pill. Give me a pill for it. You know, what is the quickest way to avoid the exercise, to avoid the homework, to avoid really the crossroads? And in my own personal experience, but also in my ministry, I teach and reinforce, if there is an easier way, if there is a quicker way, it is right through the middle. Even math says the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. It's always through the middle. It's irregardless of, is there a rock there? Is there a mountain there? Is there a envisioned barrier of some sort there? Understanding that in the spirit realm, there are no barriers. It's all an illusion. It's all a test. It's about belief. It's about inner standing. It's about perception. It's about frequency. Frequency is about time, place, location, and things being in the proper moment in its season, in that moment in time space. We were talking on the previous show about ATR, traditional African-based religious systems. But also, let me be clear, even when I say ATR, the wider envelope, the wider umbrella, if you will, is indigenous spirituality and tradition. Today, a minority tradition, ATR, it has suffered immensely from human rights abuses. This is based on misconceptions that these religions are antithetical to modernity. Indeed, indigenous African religions have provided the blueprint for robust conversations and thinking about community relations, interfaith dialogue, civil society, health, women's issues, the issues of men, the issues of people of color, and of course, diversity as it relates to sex. Women play a key role in the practice of these traditions, and the internal gender relations and dynamics are very profound. There are many female goddesses along with their male counterparts in indigenous culture and tradition. These are female priestesses, diviners, and other figures and elders. And many feminist scholars have drawn from these traditions to advocate for women's rights and the place of the feminine in African societies. The traditional approach to indigenous African religions to gender is one of complementary relationship in which a confluence of male and female forces must operate in harmony and balance in unity. Indigenous African religions contain a great deal of wisdom and insight on how human beings can best live within and interact with the environment. Given our current impending ecological crisis, indigenous African religions and indigenous cultures have a great deal to both offer us personally as individuals, but also globally, communally, within each and every one of our communities. And you as a person, as an individual, represent a community, represent a village, represent a larger voice for which you are a unique representative of. African indigenous religions provide strong linkages between the life of humans, the world of the ancestors, and that of nature. There is no voodoo without nature. There is no ifa without nature. There is no akan. There is no magic. There is no ritual without nature. And in a modern sense, we think of ritual as something sort of either spontaneous or planned, but overt, outward, magical, instantaneous type of Hollywood fairy tale type magic. And we don't internalize the homework, which is nature, our connection to the ancestors, and of course our connection to the life of humanity, to ourselves and then to each other. There is a point in which isolating and separating does not remove you from the greater scope of humanity. And so you must be able to sit at the crossroads in your truth. Sit at the crossroads with your feelings, and then sit at the crossroads with a vision of a better place, another time and season, another opportunity to move something forward in a way that's beneficial and healing to not only yourself, but also to others. A great the mind is at the consciousness and changing and recreating how we think, how we perceive, how we understand our purpose for being. We all have a purpose for being. Have no doubt about that. We all individually chose to be and to still be present in this life to fulfill a greater purpose for ourselves, for the village, for the global human family. And unlike other world religions that have written scriptures, oral sources form the core of indigenous African religions. These oral sources are intricately interwoven into arts, politics, social structure, material culture. The oral nature of these traditions allow for a great deal of adaptability and variation within and between indigenous African religions. At the same time, forms of orature, such as the Ifa tradition, form important sources for understanding the tenets and worldviews of the religions that can serve as analogs to scriptures for us, with us today. We discussed Metu Netter some years back. We did a series of shows. We discussed the Egyptian Book of the Coming Forth. We discussed the Egyptian Book of the Dead. We discussed all these relevant archaeological archives, storehouses that contain the volume of our scripture. When we speak Odu, I began the show with Eji Akbi, Odu Eji Akbi, the snake with a beautiful multicolored cloth holds the container of our knowledge, our wisdom, our magic, our practice, if you will. We must move ritual magic from the realm of faith. You're still operating on that Christian Islamic mindset of faith. I'm going to sprinkle this water, and I'm going to pound this rock, and I'm going to create some magic instantaneous response from the universe to bring all things into balance, into alignment, without having walked through the crossroads, without having surrendered to the work. So I pray every day. I pray sometimes several times a day. I pray, Divine Spirit, bring me into union with you, with myself, with all creation. For we are one creation, one body, one spirit. Remove obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence, my divine presence. Let me clearly perceive your light, your voice, your vibration, your guidance. Walk with me into my mysteries. Walk with me into my fears. Replace my fears with faith, knowing, and inner standing. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put along my path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will. That's why I say all is a blessing. Let me feel divine presence as much in change and transformation as in peace and tranquility. Allow me to feel and be divine presence as much in prosperity and wealth as in poverty and not having overpowering any thoughts and beliefs of is an illusion. Poverty and wealth are illusions. So I ask the Creator to show me the purpose for which I have been born, for that is where the value of life is, and to align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge with divine purpose. I accept the challenges that develop the real me. Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have me always to live them out is what I pray for. Let me learn by seeing, hearing, sympathizing, empathizing before I manifest by doing. We can learn from each other's experience. We can learn from each other's story. We can learn from the ancestral memory, the ancestral DNA, the ancestral archive. I ask Spirit to take away the distractions, the false voices, the illusions, the misconceptions, even me, to remove all blocks, even me, to show me my shadow side and where I am faulting and not seeing and learning, to become balanced and conscious, to help to develop honor and creativity and integrity and endurance and commitment and compassion and harmony and mercy. I call the Divine Spirit back into our present time, space, and dimension. I unplug my energy from the people, places, and things into whom and to which I have invested. I no longer finance the past or past negative, unhealthy memories with my time, my energy, my emotion. I ask Spirit to help me to remember that all the people in my life are here according to a divine and perfect plan. They are helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. So I bless, I forgive, I release those whom I perceive as having harmed me. I ask forgiveness and release of those who I have harmed in any way. Daily, each and every day and thank the divine creators for life and just the package that it comes. Just as it's unfolding, thankful for my teachers, my guides, my inspirations, my motivations, my agitators. I give thanks each and every day in gratitude, for they are my inspiration. And I pray for divine harmony among us all. That's where I begin. And I begin there each and every day, sometimes once a day, sometimes more than once a day. I find it helpful, and I teach in my house the powerful use of clear quartz. And I don't have time right now to really digress into teaching all about stone, but if you have a palm size or bigger, doesn't have to be a crystal ball, but a palm size or bigger piece of clear quartz. Even the clearest quartz is going to have a cloud, a veil, an inclusion, a rainbow, a window. It's going to have something going on. That's really how you distinguish real quartz from lead crystal or man-made quartz. There is no such thing as absolutely perfected quartz unless it's been made in the lab. And that's the type of quartz that is used in our radios, in our TVs, in our computers. And so science knows what I often share and reshare here, the power of quartz to assist us in finding that place of clarity, to seeing beyond the illusions, to seeing beyond the optical illusions that exist in a life that is intra-dimensional. So we exist in the past, in the future, right now, in this present moment in time space. And so our ancestors, all the way back and beyond ancient Egypt, knew and understood that we spoke, created, and recreated our reality with our mouths, and that before it proceeded out of your mouth, it must pass through the heart and through the head and through the chakra systems, the energy systems within each and every one of us. That is indeed the crossroads. That's where the emotion is. Listen, I'm not demeaning work, keeping a schedule, having to care for a house, having to do for your children, having to do for your spouses, having to do for your jobs and your careers. But it is in those crossroad moments. You're at work. You've already punched in. You're fully engaged. And you have that 30 seconds to go in your head and you think about what's at home. You think about what your needs are. You think about maybe what you're grateful for. It is in those moments that you are standing at the point of crossroads, because that is what gets us up out of the bed each and every day. That is what should give us a drive to live, a drive to dream, a drive to continue to create and have vision. We die long before the body does. Let's be clear. Those of you who are begging for an out have already taken one at the spirit level. And so you're not getting the fullness of your journey. You're not getting the fullness of your blessing. Allow yourself to be transformed. Allow yourself to be renewed. Allow yourself to be reborn. Allow the ancestors and the Most High to create and recreate and refashion you. Co-creators, we co-create, co-direct, cooperate with that process when we sit in it at the crossroads, when we sit in it and confront rather than delay, rather than deny, rather than avoid the real work that has to be done. We live in a day and a time of the super queen, the super king. We're all high priest, according to social media. We're all gods, according to social media. But let me tell you, baby, it is at that crossroads when the bill is due, when the child is in trouble, when the mate is in trouble, when health issue arises, that your demonstration, power, to truth. And we're too quick to look for a pill, to look for a 7-Eleven or a Burger King, have it your way, rather than to go right through the challenge, the process, and empower yourself by mastering that thing, by mastering that block, by mastering that fear. So I can sit in the illusion of isolation. I can sit in the illusion of not being all that popular and, you know, not being the hottest thing going and not having a lot of support for what I do, because I don't do it for that. I do it for the ancestors. I do it for me, and inevitably it blesses those around me and those who tune in to the frequency. Spirit is a frequency. Life is a frequency. Positivity is a frequency. Prosperity is a frequency that we attune ourselves to, that we tap in to, that we allow to grow and to develop, and then learn to. Crystal is the greatest tool I found in helping us to fine-tune that which we just can't put our hands on, mind, spirit, emotion. It is that doorway, that threshold into spirit realm. And so it is in there that you must be willing to sit. Macrocosm mirrors the microcosm. First you sit in stillness and peace. You breathe. And you hold the stone in your hand, and you acknowledge, you recognize where you are in the space, and the stone in your hand is in the space. But then from there, we to go within and to grow from without. Literally and figuratively, we do this in our mind's eye when working with quartz. When working with the stone. When we go within, we travel inside using your mind's eye, the stone that you are working with. You look at the stone, you examine the stone, you internalize the stone, you memorize the stone, you recognize. So when you are in your tranquility, when you're in your meditative state, when you're in your peace, you can see, feel, connect, and observe to that, even with your eyes closed, even when you're in your quiet space. When we then grow that externally, we learn how to expand frequencies from a quartz. Generators are great for expanding energy. Generators, transmitters, quartz varieties with those characteristics. Generators typically have a flat, natural, or polished base, and then a quartz point with almost equal sides, six sides,